Yeah, The Glass Castle, it was kind of her seminal memoir. She'd grown up in West Virginia, very kind of poor, to a pair of probably bipolar parents. Mm-hmm. And the book tells that story. Jeanette Walls, she jokingly says, I don't have any more crazy relatives that I can exploit. She's written this novel, The Silver Star, which follows two young girls who are left alone by their mother in a small town in California with only enough money for them to last for just a couple days. Bean and Liz decide to go back home to the family home in Virginia, which has been in the family for generations, but is in a dilapidated condition, shall we say.
And it sounds like she might be pulling some facets of her own life's experiences into this as well.
Yeah, she doesn't stray far from what she knows. So she is going to be at SCAD. This is the main campus over on Peachtree, and that's at 6:30 tomorrow night.
Darren, rumor has it that after a 10-year hiatus, the devil is back.
The devil is back.
And in a sequel about the fashion journalism industry.
And for some reason in our collective mind, the devil looks something like a cold-hearted Meryl Streep.
Isn't that interesting?
So you don't read Runway?
No.
And before today, you had never heard of me?
No.
And you have no style or sense of fashion?
I think that depends on what you're...
No. That wasn't a question.
Meryl Streep played the evil boss in the film version of The Devil Wears Prada.
Lauren Weisberger is back in town on Wednesday night with Revenge Wears Prada, her sequel to The Devil Wears Prada. The book takes up with our once hapless, fashion-naive Andy Sachs, who is now heading up a new bridal magazine. It's wildly successful, and Andy's about to get married. But of course, Miranda Priestly shows up, and things go downhill.
Why is no one ready?
So Lauren Weisberger is going to be at SCAD on Wednesday night. This should be a real fun event.
Darren, some reviewers have commented that Khalid Hosseini's latest book is his most ambitious work yet. It's apparently even more globe-trotting than his first two novels.
And the idea of Khalid Hosseini exceeding the high watermarks he'd reached with The Kite Runner and A Thousand Splendid Suns seems almost absurd, but that's the kind of press that And the Mountains Echoed is getting. The book really starts with two siblings who are torn apart by their father, who is forced to make a choice about how they can both survive in this world. And he chooses different paths for both of them and separates them. And in that way, the book is a tracking of the Afghani diaspora. And it flows from Kabul to Paris to Greece to San Francisco. But all the time, it kind of tracks Abdullah, the son here, and this longing for this sister that he's lost.
Heart-wrenching.
Yeah. His writing is spectacular. And Thursday night, he is at the First Baptist Church in Decatur in an event brought to town by the Georgia Center for the Book.
Well, Darren, certainly no such thing as a literary lull in Metro Atlanta these couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's a packed schedule. Lots going on.
For more information about any of these author appearances, you can find details with links right now at wabe.org/citycafe.